From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Construction to replace and separate approximately 500 feet of stormwater and sewer pipes along Lower Columbia Street in Hudson this summer will have an impact on traffic, according to the City Department of Public Works. Department of Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry said a start date for the construction has not been set, but the project is expected to be completed by August 15th. The two-month project will at times shut down the first and second blocks of Columbia Street. Perry said, and I quote, "It is an infrastructure project, so it involves digging by large equipment. It will be noisy and disruptive for probably 2 months," end quote. Traffic will be continually impacted during construction, detours will be posted, and parking restrictions will be in effect. Access to parking lots and building entrances will require alternate routes from time to time, Perry said. The stormwater sewer separation project is part of a larger effort to replace and repair stormwater and sewer pipes throughout the city. Installation of the pipes date back to 1830. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Dan Goldberg is reporting for Politico New York. A religious exemption for vaccines is gaining momentum in Albany. A bill to standardize New York's religious exemption law has 37 sponsors in the Assembly and 14 more in the Senate, and is scheduled for a vote in the Senate Education Committee May 31st. If signed into law, obtaining a religious exemption would require little more than a child's name and the guardian's signature on a standard form. Parents or guardians would not have to identify their religion or explain why their interpretation disallows vaccinating children. Public health officials are concerned the legislation would make it too easy for parents with philosophical, not religious, objections to vaccines. The bill is not likely to pass this year because Assemblymember Kathy Nolan, chair of the Chamber's Education Committee, is opposed to it. She said she has reservations about the measure and has shown no inclination to allow it out of her committee. New York requires children to receive 7 vaccines before entering school unless they have an exemption. Currently, a religious exemption requires a written statement and, in some cases, supporting documents. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. Hudson Valley 360 is reporting the Catskill Public Library, located on Franklin Street in the village, will be closed for repairs on May 31st through June the 4th. Any overdue fines will be waived. The Palinville branch of the Catskill Library will operate as usual during the main branch closure, noon to 8 p.m. on Thursday, noon to 5 p.m. on Friday, and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Information is available at catskillpubliclibrary.org or 518-943-4230 or by calling the Palinville Library at 518-678-3357. And finally, David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The State Health Committee is set to consider a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe medical marijuana instead of opioids in certain cases. The legislation is sponsored by Senator George Amador. The Rotterdam Republican has served as a co-chair on the State Senate Task Force on Opioid and Heroin Abuse since 2015. The measure currently pending is a response to the national opioid abuse crisis and is intended to provide physicians with an alternative to prescription opioids for the management of pain and other conditions. Senator Diane Savino of Staten Island has introduced a bill in the state Senate that would add opioid use disorder to the list of conditions that could be treated with medical marijuana, but it has not moved in the Senate Health Committee. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 81 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 55. Your forecast for the next 2 days? Well, there will be a chance of showers on Thursday, mainly after 9 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely again, mainly after 10 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 64. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy on Friday. The temperature high will be 82 degrees. But Friday night, more showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. And a chance of more showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy Friday night with a temperature low of 64 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:20 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:24 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 23 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 30th day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.